For Alvin RV, this is Triple M's Rush Hour live from the San Remo Hotel where the Skyhooks have played. Sam Doherty, local legend to join us after five. But JB, you've ran into someone you know.
Oh, Cam Pedersen, of course, played some very nice football for Melbourne, but it was North that put him on the map. How are you, mate?
I'm going well, how are you?
Oh, no, you're a very fine player for both clubs. What are you doing now, please? You live around here?
Yeah, just live in Cowes and work at New Haven College, PE teacher.
I just had a fine young man come up from New Haven College. So what about footy? You still having a kick?
Yeah, still having a kick at Phillip Island. We're doing pretty well. First year I left AFL, we won the flag, and then obviously COVID interrupted the next couple of years and going into a finals campaign now.
How's the old body holding up?
Body's holding up pretty well. I've been rested for one game in the last 4 years, so I'm still chugging along.
Jim, assistant coach here for Phillip Island, dual club and competition best and fairest winner. So don't worry about that. And you're going to coach next year, they tell us, Cam.
Yes, I'm taking over from Bo Vernon, the great man, so big shoes to fill.
Big shoes. Bo's here somewhere.
Where is Bo?
Oh, he's here. He's over there.
But the back, right.
They're the super coach. He's been a good coach, hasn't he, locally?
Yeah, he's been fantastic. He coached Liam Gather to the first flag in many years and won the two flags back-to-back here and hopefully win a flag again this year.
So when you were at North, it was an amazingly run club back in those days, of course. Pat, weren't you? Incredible from the president down. The place just had everything ticking along nicely.
I'm very thankful for North Melbourne. It was great people. You know, I got to play with the game record holder and Petrie and Wellesley and got the kick of footy with JB when I was when I was emergency in Perth.
Bloody oath.
Did he tell you how good a player he was?
Yes. Well, we normally you're going to put the video of him playing cricket now. Or?
I didn't have to. Cam already knew about the nine for Claremont. You could see it, the magic in the fingers. Hey, good. Well done putting some back in too, not only to local footy, but also New Haven College. That's over on the island as well?
Yeah, over on the island. It's a low-fee paying private school, and it's got pretty good facilities. And
low-fee private school.
It is a low... It's class as a low-fee.
That's something in a sentence you never see. But
why haven't we discovered one of them?
Low-fee.
My kids only go to really high-fee paying
schools. And they don't go to school.
No, exactly.
Pupil free day yesterday or the other day.
Yeah, it was.
Yesterday was Sunday, so...
Well, all right, Monday rabs you, Dick. But anything else, how are the unders going and the netballers? Quickly, just they through the finals?
Yeah, under-12s are through to the grand final and under-14s and our under-16s are looking like they're going to win. They're undefeated on top, and 18s are there about, and the reserves and seniors are there, and I think we've got four teams in the netball in the finals as well.
Oh, bloody hell!
And how's the pub? Is he look after you here, old bottle glasses?
Well, half the footy club works here, so he does get on the floor.
Great to see you, Cam. Thanks for dropping by.
You too.
Cam Pedersen, everybody!
Yes!